Jeremiah 29. Now, these are the words of the letter that Jeremiah the prophet sent from Jerusalem to the rest of the elders of the captivity, to the people whom Nebuchadnezzar had already carried away captive from Jerusalem to Babylon. Remembering in the last chapter, chapter 28, that Hananiah the false prophet has said, within 2 years those who have already gone into captivity in Babylon are going to come back. And he'd broken the yoke that Jeremiah was wearing, symbolizing that they ought to surrender to Babylon. So he writes now to those exiles to whom Hananiah has said, in 2 years you'll be back home. Thus says Yahweh to all the captivity, build houses and live in them, plant gardens and eat their fruit, take wives, have sons and daughters, take wives for your sons, that they may bear sons and daughters, and multiply there, and don't be diminished. Seek the peace of the city where I have caused you to be carried away captive, that's Babylon, and pray to Yahweh for in its peace you shall have peace. Thus says Yahweh, don't let your prophets who are in the midst of you, there were prophets, false prophets there amongst the captives who were saying the same thing as Hananiah, don't let your prophets who are in the midst of you deceive you. For they prophesy falsely to you in my name, I have not sent them. Now there was one true prophet amongst those early captives, and that was Ezekiel, and he was up against all these false prophets. Very difficult to be a prophet of the Lord when you're surrounded by those who are saying other things. Thus says Yahweh, after 70 years are accomplished for Babylon, I will visit you and perform my word of grace toward you in causing you to return to this place. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says Yahweh, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you hope and a future. Now at the same time, God is telling them that I am very angry with you. This is the Jews who were still there in Jerusalem, and I'm going to send you into captivity. And yet also God has these other thoughts, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you hope and a future. So God is torn, as it were. He is rightly angry with sin, and yet he almost desperately wants to save his people. You see this in Hosea, who was the prophet of God who married a prostitute called Gomer, who was unfaithful to him. And that represented God's feelings towards Israel. He has terribly conflicted feelings. One minute he's saying, I hate you. I'm going to have you killed for your adultery. The next minute he's saying, I love you freely. He does everything for her to try by all means to make her faithful to him. This, I suppose, is how God also feels toward us, because we also sin and that hurts him. And yet his great passion is to save us. You shall call on me and you shall go and pray to me and I will listen to me. You will seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart, and I will be found by you. And I will turn again your captivity and gather you from all the nations where I have driven you, and bring you again to the place from where I caused you to be carried away captive. Because you have said, Yahweh has raised us up prophets in Babylon, thus says Yahweh concerning the king who sits on the throne of David and all the people who dwell in the city, your brothers who haven't gone forth yet with you into captivity. I will send on them the sword, the famine, and the plague, and they will be like the bad figs that can't be eaten. So what God is saying here is that you've got to repent. Okay, I've got this plan for 70 years, after which Babylon will be judged and you will return, but that depends if you seek me. If you do, you will find me. Oh, seek and you will find. If you really want relationship with God, he wants relationship with you. But he warns them that if you don't repent, and if the Jews who are still in the land in Jerusalem, Zedekiah and all those guys, if they don't repent, I will pursue after them with the sword, with the famine and with the plague, and will deliver them to be tossed back and forth among all the kingdoms of the earth, because they have not listened to my words. It's quite simple that people do not listen to God's words. They claim that they love the Bible, that they love God's word, but actually people can hear it all, know it all, and actually do nothing about it whatsoever. Thus says Yahweh about Ahab, the son of Kaleiah, and Zedekiah, son of Maaseiah, who prophesy a lie to you in my name. Behold, I will deliver them into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and he will kill them before your eyes. And of them shall be taken up a curse by all the captives of Judah in Babylon, saying, may Yahweh make you like Zedekiah and like Ahab, whom the king of Babylon roasted in the fire, because they worked folly in Israel and committed adultery with their neighbors' wives and have spoken words in my name falsely, which I didn't command them. And I am he who knows and am witness, says Yahweh. So very often in the prophets, you get this statement that God knows, that God absolutely knows all things. And yet these false prophets like to think, of course, that, yeah, well, there is a God, but yeah, he sort of isn't really paying attention. And this is our problem as well. We may say that we know that God sees and knows everything and reads every heart, but we act otherwise, as if we can sin in secret. You also notice that these false prophets were committing adultery with their neighbors' wives. And you can really test a teacher or a prophet by the fruit of their own personal life. And the fruit of these false prophets was very, very wrong. And it's not simply that they were genuinely mistaken in their interpretation of the Bible. It was far more than that. These people were false teachers in that they were teaching immorality concerning Shemaiah. You shall speak, saying, thus says the Lord. This is another false prophet. Because you sent letters in your own name to all the people at Jerusalem and to Zephaniah, the priest, saying, Yahweh has made you priest in the place of Jehoiada the priest, and you've made yourself a prophet, and you've put others in the stocks and in the shackles. Now therefore, why haven't you rebuked Jeremiah of Anathoth, who makes himself a prophet to you? Because he sent to us in Babylon, saying that captivity is long, build houses and dwell in them. Zephaniah the priest read this letter in the ears of Jeremiah the prophet. Then came the word of Yahweh to Jeremiah, saying, send to all them of the captivity, saying, thus says Yahweh concerning Shemaiah. Because Shemaiah has prophesied, and I didn't send him, and he's caused you to trust in a lie, therefore thus says Yahweh, I will punish Shemaiah and his seed. He will not have a man to dwell among this people, neither shall he see the good that I will do to my people, because he has spoken rebellion against Yahweh. So all this false teaching, writing letters, claiming that this is what God said and Jeremiah's a bad guy, God saw all that. He noticed it. If you look at this record, it says he noticed the exact time it was done. He absolutely was aware. God is very angry with people who fake religion, who fake spirituality, when really they're just speaking from themselves. You give me money, you pay your tithe to me, and I've got a word from the Lord, you are going to become a millionaire, you are going to get rich. No, this is all lies. These are just people talking from themselves in the name of God, and God is going to judge that.